Well, can I welcome you to our morning service this morning? It's our family carol service. Normally there's children everywhere and excited and ready to contribute, but actually their contributions have been made in a very different way this morning. We'll meet the families who are going to help us through this service and tell the story of Christmas. So this morning may feel somewhat different from a normal Sunday morning service, but hopefully it'll be helpful. We're going to follow through the Christmas story and see who it is who makes Christmas Christmas. Before we sing, I'm going to pray and then we'll sing Silent Night. Let's come to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity, as best as we are able, to gather and to meet together. We pray for us here in the building and everybody at home. We ask, gracious God, that as we draw near to you in worship, that you would draw near to us, that the Spirit who dwells within us would stir our hearts and our minds to think on you, to love you and to trust you. We pray for this service. We pray you'd help us as we follow the story being told and read for us, that you would give us gladness and joy over the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to earth to be our Saviour from our sin. Would you give us, we pray, joy and gladness in him, we ask. So we pray for our time together this morning. Help us, we ask, and help us to love you, our Father in heaven, as a result. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. We're going to use the song Silent Night, those of you who are in the building, can I encourage you to stand and hum, mime, do whatever you like to do, but please don't sing. And those of you at home, you have the privilege of singing, so can I encourage you to join in with this. As the music starts, we'll stand and sing. going to show you a little video clip, which is a part of an introduction to our theme for this morning.
Once upon a Christmas time, a family dreamed of their perfect Christmas. A Christmas to save them and give them a break. A Christmas to save them from spinning the plates. A Christmas to save them from being so busy, from running in circles and feeling quite dizzy. A Christmas to save them from growing up fast. A Christmas to bring them together at last. A Christmas to show them they're worth all the cost. They're loved and they matter and nothing is lost. Could Christmas still save them and bring them together? Would Christmas be filled with great things to remember? Could one perfect Christmas save this small clan? What they need is perfection in their Yuletide plan. So bring on the turkey and tinsel and crackers. Bring on the cards and presents in wrappers. Make the time. Clear the way. Save the family. Save the day. But what if it's more than a day we are after? What if we need more than food, gifts and laughter? Christmas is saved by the baby who came, sent as our saviour, the clue's in his name. Mary and Joe had no home of their own. Mary and Joe left cold and alone. One perfect Christmas won't keep them together, but the saviour they held, who will love them forever. Farmhands out working the hillside night shift came singing and shouting without any gifts. Their joy wasn't linked to the stuff that they gave, but linked to this baby who'd grow up to save. And those who had wealth and something to bring laid it down gladly at the feet of this king. Jesus the Saviour can bring us together. Jesus the Saviour can love us forever. Jesus the Saviour, come celebrate him. Jesus, my Saviour, let Christmas begin.
Normally in the family carol service, I'm used to asking questions and getting answers back. So I won't ask for an answer, but answer this in your head. What would make Christmas Christmas for you? What would make Christmas special for you this year? It might be something as simple as a Terry's chocolate orange. It might be the stocking filled with goodies. It might be someone doing the cooking for you, or someone doing the dishes for you, or something on the plate on Christmas Day. What would make Christmas a Christmas for you? One of the things we're going to do today is we're going to follow through the Christmas story and just see the different characters that we find out and the role that they play. And the question is very simply, do they make Christmas so special? And we're going to find out, unsurprisingly, that actually it's the Lord Jesus who makes Christmas special. So even if, for many of us, our family Christmas will look and feel different this year, probably the most unique Christmas we've ever had or will ever have, and I imagine that will be painful for some of us. But even then, because Christ is the centre of Christmas, it's still a Christmas. So let me just, before we go into the story, just flag up some things that are coming up in the next week or so. The plan is on Friday, boys and girls, particularly if you're in primary school age, 5 Alive and Friday Club. We had a Zoom and Bake on Friday. The Zoom and Make is on this Friday, 6 o'clock to 7. That's on Zoom, hence the name. And so please do join us for that if you can. The details are in the Grace Family update that's gone out, as they were in the week beforehand. And they're also in the invites that were in the gift bags that you received this week. On the 20th, and that's next Sunday, Sunday evening, is a carol service. I'm half tempted to say, stay at home and sing the carols, okay? Don't want you to come in. Just stay at home and sing. I think I'd be tempted to do that myself. But you see, the thing is, if you're not here, it means I can sing. So how about that? So that's the 20th. It's a normal carols and readings. So we'll use lots of carols. We'll have lots of readings. I'm very thankful to all of those who have contributed already, for that service. So that's, next Sunday evening. And then just a few days after that, on the 25th, there's a Christmas Day service. That, please don't come to the building for that. Okay. The doors will not be open. That will be a streamed service only. Everything's pre-recorded and that will go out at 10:30 on the church's YouTube, channel. So, commend that to you. And the idea is that after the Christmas service, there'll be a Zoom meeting, and people will be able to get to see each other, greet each other, and show each other what they got for Christmas. Terry's chocolate orange included. So that's the next few days. Let me just see. Where am I going next, Philip? What's on the screen? Last week, last Friday, we had the bake-off. And really thankful to lots of people who made that possible. Lots of effort went into preparing. The picture you see, there's a collection of gift bags. The gift bags, the goodie bags, the ingredients, and all of that went into making that possible. So thank you to the teams for making that possible and to run smoothly. Just got some pictures of the result of the Zoom bake. Not everybody joined us on the night, but lots of people contributed or baked. So here's Elvis, Keita and Kevin, who made the gingerbread. That looks delicious. Here's Amelia and Matthew, who were on the Zoom call on Friday and tucking into the gingerbread as it came out of the oven, which looked delicious. The next picture is the benches. Look at all those things. Fantastic. And then we've got Sophia. You can't see Sophia in this picture. Not Sophia Dorr, a different Sophia who's been busy as well. And then we've got a picture of Asher. I hope, Asher, you didn't eat all of those by yourself. Sandra Wright has made as much gingerbread as humanly possible in a few days. And that'll go towards the pantry clients. Those who benefit from the pantry will also benefit from extra lashings of gingerbread. And here is Madalena and Yonella and their contribution as well. I have to say, doing the Zoom session and smelling the gingerbread was an absolute delight. I now know what it's like to sit at home and smell your Sunday lunch cooking while you have the church service. I got a feel for that. So really thankful for all of those who were involved in that. Can I encourage you, if you're still to make a gingerbread, keep sending the pictures in, or if you've made them and you've not sent in any pictures, send the pictures in, we'll have a look at those. Can I ask you to send your pictures in of if you have any Christmas jumpers or antlers or Santa hats or whatever? We're going to have a look at some of those pictures now. So this is a taster. The idea is to have a selection of people, a full selection of the congregation for Christmas Day, so we can greet each other in this way. So here's Don. Don doesn't normally look like that, do you, Don? So, and anybody know who that is? Steve Aird, yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve, for sending that in. That's baby Theo. The Benjis, look at those Christmas jumpers, fantastic. And something's happened to your ears as well. Here's Margie and Bobby, a Christmas tree in the background. Thank you for that. And there's a few more. Wow, they are a handsome bunch, aren't they? Look at that. Let's move on quickly to Libby. Now, some of you may not know who Libby is. Libby's a member here. She now lives in Wales, and she sent us a picture. She streams some of our services and keeps in touch, so it's lovely to see her for that. There's Auntie Lynn, looking very Christmassy. And Peter and Barbara as well. I have a funny feeling that was taken not this year but previously. And then Hugh and Margaret, that's a great picture, Margaret, well done. Thank you for that. I think, is that everybody, Philip? Brilliant. Okay, so that's the idea. So please send in. Doesn't matter if you haven't got a Christmas jumper. Doesn't matter if you don't own antlers. Just send something in. And the idea is that Christmas morning we will see each other in that way. And then, if you do join us on the Zoom make, and you make whatever we're supposed to make, send in pictures of that as well. Okay, and that way we can just see how much you're enjoying all of that. The afternoon tea is this afternoon, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and it's a national Christmas jumper afternoon tea session. So please come in your Christmas jumpers, and in that way, actually, your pictures could be taken on your behalf and then used in the next few days. More seriously, before we move on, just to bring you up to date with two people. One is Beryl Green, and the other is Laura Graham. Beryl Green remains in hospital. Can I encourage you to pray for Beryl? The diagnosis came quite early on this week that she did suffer a stroke last week, and so she's in the right place, getting the right level of care. We're very thankful for that. There's a real frailty of health at the moment, and so can I encourage you to pray for her and her two daughters as well, neither of whom live close by. And Laura Graham as well. Laura is physically fighting to stay out of hospital. I want to say physically, what I mean is trying her best to respond to medication and do everything that's necessary to rest and keep herself out of hospital. So I encourage you to pray for her. These have been very, very difficult 2 or 3 weeks, and she would appreciate your prayers. A number of families have helped us put this service together. So we're going to see and hear some of their greetings. Each family will play or read part of the Christmas story. So just bear with us as we go through the greetings from the families in the running order, in the order in which they'll help us with the Christmas story. We've got a Christmas greeting from the Ogdens.
Happy Christmas to everybody and grace.
That's great. Thank you for sending that through. And then the Dawes are here with us this morning. You could have done this live, couldn't you? But here's a recording from them.
Hello, everybody.
It's the Dawes here,
in case
you haven't guessed.
We just wanted to wish you
a very happy
and a very blessed
Christmas!
Very good. And then the Wards. This is a slightly surprisingly quiet greeting from the Wards. We would never have thought, Joseph and Daniel, your greeting would have been the quietest of them all. But thank you for sending that through. We really like Nathan, the blue Everton-coloured Christmas jumper. Amazing. Then there's a very special greeting from the Benjes, a.k.a. the Wise Men. Lovely, thank you. You'll see why they're playing the wise men later in the story. And then just one more greeting for you, and that's from the Olives.
Hola, church family. We miss you.
And we hope you have a very special, happy...
Merry...
Christmas!
Zach, well done for holding it together there. Good man, well played. Now then, so all those families are going to help us in the telling of the Christmas story, and I'm really thankful to all of you for playing your part. They're going to help us think about who it was that really made Christmas a Christmas. Some of the first people we meet in the Christmas story is Mary and Joseph. So this bit, particularly about Mary, have a listen. And listen to what we hear about Mary. This is from the Ogdens. Oh, sorry, a picture first. Oh, dear. So this is Ryan and Ella. Ryan is holding Joseph, and so is Ella. And Ella's drawn a picture of Mary as well. And here they are with their dog. Struggling to remember your dog's name, I'm afraid. Anybody remember? Lady Cherry... Sparkles, that's why I forgot. But thank you for sending those pictures in. And we're going to hear now from Mary and Joseph, Ryan and Ella, about this part of the story.
2, 3. During Elizabeth's 6 months of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man named...
Joseph.
from the family of David. Her name was
Mary.
The angel came to her and said,
"Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you."
But
Mary
was very confused by what the angel said.
Mary
wondered, what does this mean? The angel said to her,
Mary, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant, you will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
Mary
said, "I am the servant girl of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." Then the angel went away.
Oh, thank you for that reading. That was brilliant. Thank you. Did you hear about Mary's journey? She started off, when Gabriel appeared, she started off scared, confused. She didn't know what was going on. Not every day somebody saw an angel, and here's an angel giving a very special message, and she was confused. What's going on? And the angel had to explain to her everything. Well, by the end of the story, Mary was willing to serve God fully, even though it meant scary days ahead. She was a young woman, she was going to have a baby, look after the baby, bring a child up, and do all of that. That's a scary path for somebody to be on, and she was willing to do that. But not just willing, because sometimes when our parents tell us to do something and we do it, we're not really happy about it, but she was delighted. And in one part of the Bible story, she sings a song of praise to God to show just how much she loves God and is delighted to be doing what she's doing. So Mary played a really big part in the Christmas story, a wonderful part of being humble before God, obedient to God, trusting God. But Mary doesn't make the Christmas story. She doesn't make it Christmas. She doesn't save Christmas from being a disaster. It's Jesus who does that. So we're going to hear about somebody else who's involved in the Christmas story. We're going to see some pictures of angels. Here's Gabriel and Sophia. I did tell Simon that some Bible versions have angels as warriors of light, hence the breastplate and the sword. I have to say, Gabriel, you look like a very scary angel. That's great. Well done. So let's hear something about the angels. Now, the angels were messengers from God. That was their job. They came to earth to talk to people about what God was saying. It's God who sent them. And every time they meet people, they have to tell them, "Don't be afraid." And we're going to hear that in this story.
That night, some shepherds were in the field nearby watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. The angel said to them,
"Don't be afraid, because I am bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people. Today, your Saviour was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box."
Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel.
All the angels were praising God, saying,
"Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God."
Brilliant. I expect the angels were just that loud. Possibly even loud. Southport is great. We have the British fireworks competition every year. Almost every year. And the sounds and the sights that fill the sky is amazing. Well, what the shepherds saw and heard that night would have been far more impressive. Because it wasn't just fireworks going off. We're told that they saw the glory of God. The angels displayed the glory of God to the shepherds. And they gave a wonderful message to the shepherds as well. They were singing, special message, and they would have looked brilliant. But they didn't make the Christmas story. They didn't make Christmas Christmas. They play a very special part, but they're not the ones who've come to save. So before we sing, we're going to hear one more part of the story. And it's the second part of what we just heard. We're going to hear about the shepherds. Let's see who we've got. We've got Joseph and we've got Daniel. Okay, and they're going to help us with this story. It starts off, the shepherds are just doing the ordinary, normal stuff. They're out in the fields looking after the sheep, probably a bit tired because it's nighttime, probably a bit sleepy, but they get a wake-up call, don't they? So let's hear what happens.
Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We will see this thing the Lord has told us about."
So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph. And the shepherds saw the baby lying in a feeding box. Then they told what the angels had said about this child.
Everyone was amazed when they heard what the shepherds had said to them.
Mary hid these things in her heart. She continued to think about them.
Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything that they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them.
A great reading, boys. Thank you very much for that. So the shepherds played a really important part. They had this wonderful message from the heavenly messengers, the angels. And the shepherds had to go and find Jesus. And they found him. So they were obedient, weren't they? The angel said, go. And they went. And they found the child lying in a manger. Nobody puts a baby in a feeding box. But Mary and Joseph had to. And then they told everything that the angels told them, they told that message to Mary and Joseph. Without them telling Mary and Joseph that message, Mary and Joseph would never have heard all that the angels had said. That's a really special job to do. And there's that lovely little line where Mary hears that. And the line is, Mary hid these things in her heart. So many things were happening to Mary and Joseph. It was impossible to understand all of them all at the same time. So she had to hide things in her heart. And as time went on, to make sense of them. And that's one of the things. What the angel said to the shepherds is one of the things that she hid in her heart. But the shepherds didn't just give that message to Mary and Joseph. As the shepherds went, I imagine the people in the streets, and maybe this happens outside your house, people in the streets walking past, and you can hear them talk. And maybe if they're singing, you can hear them sing. Well, I imagine the shepherds left Bethlehem loudly, telling people about what they had seen and what they had heard. The angels told us, and it was just as they said, there's a baby in a manger. He's come to be our rescuer. You wouldn't keep that message quiet. And they didn't. They went back to the sheep, rejoicing. They played a really important part, just like the angels did, just like Mary does. But they don't make Christmas. They're not the saviour. A very special part, but not the saviour. Now then, we're going to sing, or at least listen to a song. This is a song we've picked up over the last few weeks. It's called A Long, 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 Long Time Ago. If you're trying to sing this from home, I wish you all the best, okay? Let's enjoy this song together.
It's the King's song. We're going back in time now to the time of King David. Let's go!
A long, 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 long time ago, God made a promise he would send a king. A great, 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 great grandson promised to David he would be a great king who would rule forevermore. King forever. King forever we want. King forever. Jesus, the King of
Time travellers travelling through time to the time of Isaiah. Here we go.
A long, 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 long time ago, God sent a prophet to describe his king. Wonderful, powerful, peaceful, eternal, he will have a kingdom. It will have no end, he is the king of everyone. King forever.
Doesn't stop. Tick-tock, tick-tock. It's time for the New Testament.
A little less long, but still quite long ago, God spoke to Mary. You will have a son. The great, 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 great grandson promised to David. You will call him Jesus, and his kingdom will not end.
What? Never, ever, ever.
A reminder of how important Jesus is, promised from long ago, and the king over the whole world. Now we're going to hear the next part of our Christmas story, and this comes to the wise men. So there's some pictures to show you of the Benjes who have read the parts, looking very smart, you three. Were they costumes you had in already? The bath towels. Well, they look very fetching bath towels. Well played. So that's great. And look, there they are on the camels, bicycles. So thank you for taking part in this. Now, we're going to hear about the wise men.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who was born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him." When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled, and all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea."
The wise men heard the king and then left. They saw the same star that they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshipped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Boys, thank you for reading it. It's really unusual hearing your own voice, isn't it? We never quite sound how we think we sound, do we? But thank you for reading that. Well done. That's great. The wise men played such an important part in the Christmas story. They're the ones that came from a long, long way away. What does that tell us about them? They came from the east. They came all the way initially to Jerusalem. What does that tell us about them? That tells us they're determined, doesn't it? They're not going to give up easily. And they come, they follow the star a long, long way. And then they get to the palace and they realize, well, they've got the wrong address. Maybe that's happened. Maybe a parcel's arrived at your door this week. and the bell's gone, and the delivery person's left on the doorstep, stepped back and waved at you as you've picked, and then you realise it's actually not for you at all, it's for your next door neighbour. How disappointing. Well, that's how the wise men would have felt like that. They've arrived at the palace looking for the king, the new king, the king who's going to be the king over all the Jews. They've got the wrong place. But they don't give up, they're determined. And so they find out where Jesus was to be born, and they've got to go from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And they do, they don't give up, and they keep going. And then one of the things that they do is they give the very first Christmas presents. They come in to where Mary and Jesus are, and they give the present of gold, frankincense and myrrh. Costly, they weren't cheap presents. And they were telling Mary and Joseph, we think that this child is very, very special. And then they do something really unusual. Sometimes the wise men are called the kings because they probably looked so important, maybe so royal. And they might even have been part of the royal family from where they came from. We're not sure. But these three really important people get down on their knees and they bow down in front of Jesus. What are they saying when they do that? They're saying that he's the one who is greater than us. We might look important, we might be wise, but he's the one who's more important than us, and we've come to worship him. Another thing that the wise men help us with is this, that in the story of Jesus coming to rescue, even people from outside are welcomed in. That's a really good part of the story. That means I'm welcome in. It means you're welcomed in. It means anybody in this building is welcomed in by Jesus Christ to the family of God. Outsiders are welcomed in. They weren't part of the Jewish faith. They weren't part of Israel, God's people. They were from way outside and they were welcomed in. It's a really wonderful picture of how open-armed God is as he embraces people from all sorts of places and all sorts of times. They played a really important part, the wise men, but they didn't make Christmas Christmas. They didn't save Christmas from being a disaster. They haven't come to save. They've come to bow at the Saviour. One more part of the story. We've talked about the wise men, the shepherds, the angels. Talked about Mary. I'm going to talk about Joseph for a little bit. So here's Mary and Joseph. Now we think there's two pictures here. We think this is Mary and Joseph before they hear the news that there's no room in the inn. There's Joseph's face when he hears that there is no room in the inn. Okay? So Rosie is going to read this story for us. Just listen to what happens to Joseph.
The mother of Jesus Christ was Mary, and this is how the birth of Jesus came about. Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned that she was going to have a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, was a good man. He did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You will name the son Jesus. Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angels had told him to do. Joseph married Mary, but he did not have intimate relations with her until she gave birth to the son. And Joseph named the son Jesus.
Rosie, that was lovely. Thank you for reading that. That was great. Joseph is a bit of a hero in the story. He goes from thinking, I can't marry Mary anymore. I can't keep these plans in place. Maybe they had the church all booked and the reception planned and the invitation sent out. I can't do that. She's expecting a child, and the child's not mine. But the conversation that Joseph has in his dream with the angel changes everything. And that's because Joseph was, just like Mary, listening to God and wanted to obey God. And that's what he did. I think Joseph was courageous. I think Joseph was brave. Joseph was obedient. And Joseph was loving and caring. There's lots of points in the story from this time in where he is looking after Mary and Jesus. And sometimes they take a long journey from where they are, Bethlehem, all the way to Egypt. And then years later from Egypt back to Nazareth. And he's with them the whole time, looking after them and loving them very much. I think Joseph's a bit of a hero in the story. But he's not the center of the story. He doesn't make Christmas Christmas. He doesn't come to save. He comes to look after Mary and Joseph. Boys and girls, there's one person in the whole story. Wise men, shepherds, angels, Joseph, Mary. But there's one person in the middle of all of that story who is the center of the Christmas story, who makes Christmas Christmas. In the reading that was just read by Rosie Force, we're told that Jesus is given that name because it means that he, God, is saving. And that's why Christmas is Christmas, because God has come to save. Do you know what, boys and girls? There's a problem in the world, and it's not just out there. The problem in the world is also in here, in my heart, and in yours. And without Jesus coming to rescue us and help us, we'll be lost and in darkness. But he comes to help us and save us. This problem inside, the Bible calls it sin. It means we don't know God as we should. And it means we spoil things for ourselves and for others. We make a mess, in other words. And Jesus comes to save us from that. To bring us into a loving relationship with God again. And to help us to learn to stop making a mess. But actually, with his help, to make things better. Only God can do that. Only God can make me someone who makes things better and make me know God for myself. So the center of the story, the one who makes Christmas Christmas, the one who saves Christmas from being a disaster, is Jesus. And the best Christmas that you can have is a Christmas knowing Jesus for yourself as your Savior. I want to encourage you, boys and girls. Often in a church service like this, we thank God for Jesus, and we want to do that. But I want to encourage you to do more than just say thank you to God for Jesus. I want to say thank you to God, but also, God, I trust Jesus to be my Savior. He's the center of the story. All these characters that we've heard about have been read for us so wonderfully. But Jesus is the middle of the story because he's come to save me from the mess I make. And the friendship with God that I don't have. So we're going to pray. And then we're going to listen to a song. Okay? So let's come to God and pray. Boys and girls, it may be that these words that I say might be words that you say, yeah, I agree with that. I want to say that for myself. Well, if you want to, speak to whoever's at home. Speak to your mum and dad. Let them know that this prayer is a prayer that you want to say. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the amazing Christmas story and all the people who played a part, the angels and the shepherds and the wise men. We thank you for Mary. We thank you for Joseph. We thank you for the others in the story we've not even had time to look at today. But Lord, we want to thank you most importantly for Jesus. Thank you that he came, and thank you that he came to save. We want to say more than just thank you. We want to say, would you help us have Jesus as our Savior? We don't want to make a mess of our lives or the lives around us. We don't want to live our lives without knowing you as our Father. So would you rescue us? Would you forgive us from our sin? Would you make us a part of the family of God? And would you help us to live our lives that we don't make messes, but we make things better? Would you help us in this way? And may Jesus be our Savior. Help us, we ask. Amen. And don't forget, boys and girls, if you've prayed that prayer, or you think, actually, those are words I want to say to Jesus myself, tell somebody at home that they've been important to you. We're going to listen to a song. This is a song that we've, boys and girls, you actually taught us this last year. It's about the cross. Now, as well as all the other things you're sending us through, if you've got any pictures of you doing the actions to these songs, if you can send them in to us as well, we can use them on Christmas Day. It's about the cross, because when Jesus came to earth at Christmas time, he came to serve, he came to save by dying on the cross for us. Let's watch this together.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross.
Now, before we go any further, normally when the boys and girls take part, we give them a big round of applause to say thank you and well done, don't we? And I know some of them aren't actually physically present, but they are at home watching. Some of them are here. So can I just say, let's give them a big round of applause to say thank you for the part they've played, for their help. It's been really lovely to have you take part. So thank you, whether you're here, the benches and the doors, thank you for that. Whether you're at home, thank you, everybody. Now, one of the One of the things we've been able to put into the gift bags that we've given to the children this year is a book about Jesus Christ. And the preschoolers, the footprints, have been able to receive this book called The Nativity. And there's a video just of this. It just sort of flows through the book, tells the story. And so we thought it would be helpful to watch this. It's just a few minutes long, and then we'll sing to close our service. Let's just watch this together.
Mary and Joseph were planning a wedding. Then they found out where God's plan was heading. God would send a baby inside of her tummy. Yes, it was true. She would soon be a mummy. A census was ordered. You couldn't say no. To Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph must go. The rooms were all full when they needed a bed. And Jesus was born where the animals fed. Some shepherds were watching their sheep near to town, when suddenly angels appeared all around. Let's go to see him, the shepherds declared, and found him in Bethlehem just like they'd heard. 40 days later, a visit was planned, to go to the temple the Lord did demand. Anna and Simeon saw Jesus and knew that he would bring hope to the world when he grew. When more time had passed, some wise men stopped by. They'd followed a star they had seen in the sky. We don't know how many wise men were there, but three gifts they brought: gold, frankincense, myrrh. Herod was angry a new king was born, and God sent an angel to Joseph to warn that they must go quickly to Egypt to hide. And so there they stayed until Herod had died. The amazing story of Christmas doesn't stop there. It was just the beginning. Just like at the first Christmas, God wants everyone, rich or poor, to hear about his wonderful son, Jesus, and to worship him. We may not have gold, frankincense, or myrrh to bring to him, but we can give him our hearts and lives today.
So that's gone with the gift bags to the preschoolers, so hopefully it'll be read at home a few times this year. Now we're going to close our service by the words of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. This will be a test to sing Christmas carols, to have Christmas carols played and not sing is going to be a test. So can I encourage you to stand as the music starts? We'll benefit from this. Encourage you at home to sing as well, and then I'll close in prayer at the end. That's a good fourth verse. We're all going to sing it though. Let me just pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that this season we can remember just how special it is that he came to earth to save us. We thank you that he's no longer in a manger, nor is he any longer in a tomb. We thank you that he is in heaven, and from heaven he rescues us. Well, we thank you. We pray for all the boys and girls, those who took part and those who have listened to today. We pray for all the adults as well. And pray that we would know the joy and gladness of trusting Jesus for ourselves. Would you make Christmas truly Christmas for us, we pray. Pray for all the families. I pray for all the people of the church and connected to the church facing a very different Christmas this year. Help us to know the joy and peace of believing in Jesus for ourselves. Watch over us, we pray. Amen.